Members of Australia's Swedish community are still pinching themselves after qualifying for the FIFA World Cup in Russia. The Swedish Fika Kitchen on Sydney's northern beaches has provided the perfect backdrop for celebrations. It's one of the few Swedish restaurants in Australia. Diana Chirilas is a part owner and says it provides a taste of home for Swedes living in Australia.
After we've opened it, we've realised just how many Scandinavians in general there are in Sydney, and it's packed. Like, there's so many coming every day, and a lot of people who have lived here for a long time and really miss cinnamon buns and meatballs, and they're super happy. And you can sort of see them walk in and they sort of light up, and that's so great for us because that's really all we wanted, is just people to come in and smile and feel a little bit like home.
Swedish meatballs, skagen and cinnamon buns are popular items on the menu. Sarah Christensen visits the restaurant regularly. She moved to Australia a year ago and says she doesn't regret the decision.
As a Swede, we always talk about the weather, obviously. So coming here and being able to be outdoors, meet friends more often outside, is a big factor. In Sweden, we always stay inside. It's dark, it's snowing, raining. So coming here is just such a different culture. It's work-life balance, really.
Like many Swedes, Sarah was surprised her nation qualified for the World Cup. Sweden booked its spot in Russia at Italy's expense. It was the first time Italy's national team, the Azzurri, failed to qualify for the tournament in 60 years. Miss Christensen says that made the win even more exciting.
Probably Italy being the stronger team, and people were thinking that Italy was going to beat Sweden, but it was a great job by the Swedish team, and I was very happy. Working for an Italian company as well, I was even more happy.
Sweden has come close to winning the World Cup twice. Brazil and Pele denied them on home soil in the 1958 final, and they had to settle for third place at USA 94 after losing again to Brazil's Seleção, this time in the semi-finals. The current generation faces a tough task to repeat those feats, grouped with Mexico, South Korea and defending champions Germany. But Andreas Carlsen is confident Sweden can progress past the group stage.
I think Sweden likes to be the underdogs. We're always the best when we're underdog. Like, we used to be in the group of death. Like, this is 2002 in the World Cup, and we won it. Whenever we're the underdog, we perform well.
He says he's one of many Swedish fans that will attend the World Cup.
I'm going to see the Sweden against South Korea, and then Sweden-Germany in Sochi. So I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of Swedish people there, like a camp Sweden. Go there and just, yeah, be with other Swedish people watching the games.
Sweden begins its World Cup campaign against South Korea on the 18th of June.